Hi everyone, Steven Schleicher from Major Spoilers Entertainment LLC. Thank you for downloading and listening. I can't believe it, we are at 75 episodes, by my count, maybe by yours too, of Munchkin Land. Who knew we could take this card game and stretch it out for so long? And boy, have we stretched it out. One of the best things that I like about Munchkin Land is doing the Munchkin Minute every week or every other week, where we sit down and just talk about little things that you have sent in. And I love getting questions from people who have sent stuff to podcast@majorspoilers.com. We may not read everything on the air, but we do read everything. This week, we're going to be doing things a little different. I mentioned this last week. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be playing some different games on Munchkin Land. Still, how do you screw over your neighbor? How do you compete with friends? Should be interesting. I want to mention that this podcast is being brought to us by Shades of Vengeance. They've got a Kickstarter going on right now. It's almost out of time, so you want to head over there and see if you can help them out. They say, we know you. You're a gamer like us. We want as much out of your game as we do. We all want the same thing, more. This is what Era of the Consortium, a new sci-fi tabletop RPG, has to offer. Visit their Kickstarter campaign at tinyurl.com/kicksov. That's K-I-C-K, capital S, capital O, capital V. We thank Shades of Vengeance for their support. We thank everybody who's been supporting Munchkin Land over the years. We've got a lot of great stuff on the horizon. I just, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, got a whole bunch of Munchkin stuff in the mail. And we're going to have to start adding those to the game to see how it changes things up. And yes, we may just have a fifth person sit in the future. But right now, we're only down to three. So let's get into this week's Munchkin Land. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the games from Steve Jackson Games, which is kind of a little odd because this week we're not playing a game from Steve Jackson Games.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, there's Zach over there. How you doing, Zach?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Zach, you can find him on Twitter at ZWolf. Sitting next to him, to Zach's right, is the ever-present Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hola.
The ever-present Rob.
The ever-present Rob.
My nightmare.
I don't think Rob has ever missed a game. I think he's been on as many episodes as I have, right?
No, I missed...
No, he missed
two sessions of Munchkin Land at this point.
You suck, Rob. You've still been here more than anyone else, though,
probably.
Besides me.
Yeah.
And I'm Steven. You can find me at Major Spoilers. Rob, you can find him on Twitter at Boar Immortal, just like it sounds. People on Twitter are like, I don't understand what you're saying when you say Boar Immortal. How do you spell that? B-O-R-I-M-O-R-T-A-L.
It's my name backwards. And
Robin?
My ultimate goal in life.
Your name is Robin backwards? My youngest
Immortal
son,
is Rasmussen backwards.
Yes.
My youngest has taken to calling Rob Robin. I think
that's
he's got
awesome,
a Batman fix going on.
If you're
on there.
Batman,
I know.
Then you have to have a Robin.
But can it be somebody else besides you?
Yeah.
Okay. Rodrigo's your dick.
Oh, Rodrigo.
Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
Speaking of, Rodrigo is not here this week. He is out sick.
Steven's dick's missing.
Man, it's a good thing we're not playing Steve Jackson games this week. This week we are playing a Flux game from, what is this, Looney Labs. If you have not checked them out, you can go to rooster.looneylabs.com. You can find them at your nearest game store. This is a pretty fun game. I've played basic Flux on my iPad, mm-hmm. which is nice because you're playing against the AI, and it's just you and the AI playing against one another. And so you can get the basic rules down, but the basic rules are pretty simple. The goal is to, you know, follow the rules, and it can change depending on what card is currently down. This week, I just pulled it off the shelf. Didn't mean to. We're going to play Cthulhu Flux. Cthulhu Flux. So here's how it goes. We've got a bunch of cards. Each of us take three cards from that deck. And right now, there is a basic rule. You draw one card, and you play one card, and that's it. So, on your turn, you draw the number of cards currently required, you play the number of cards currently required, and you discard down to the current hand limit, if any. And in this case, there's no hand limit at this point. We can change the rules at any time, depending on if we have a rule. We can add new goals and replace goals. The first person who meets a goal wins the game regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some actions, like, for example, if we put in a new rule, those actions take effect for everybody. So if Rob has 17 cards in his hand, and I draw and place down a new rule that says players may only have 5 cards in their hand, Rob has to get rid of 12 cards.
Yep.
So it can be kind of crazy and intense at the same time. What else do we need to know about Flux?
So in that situation, is it a discard or are you actually playing the cards?
It's discard.
Just discard. Right on.
Yeah. This one has creepers.
Yes, creepers are things you want because they help you win.
Those are keepers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are keepers. Creepers are undesirable cards which often prevent you from winning.
No.
Creepers are kept in the front table in front of you in the same area as your keepers. Keepers stay in your hand until you decide to play them. Creepers are played automatically. As soon as you draw a creeper, you must place it face up in front of you and draw another card. This does not count as a play. You might have to accept more than one creeper at once as you draw cards until you've drawn the required number of non-creepers and added them to your hand. Note that this is true anytime you draw a card, such as during an action. Ugh. We also have ungoals and surprises and meta rules.
We're not
going to use the meta rule. Winning. The game continues until someone meets the conditions of the current goal. That player wins instantly, no matter whose turn it is. If the draw pile runs out, discard, and draw again. Shuffle them. Continue.
And you said creepers play automatically in front
yep.
of you.
Yes.
And keepers?
No.
You can keep the keepers
keep
in
the
your
keepers,
hand.
Keepers, play the creepers.
Keepers, you play.
To play a keeper.
Actually, your play.
Okay.
Creepers hit the field immediately, and you draw a new one.
Yes. Got it. So you can tell because your goal cards are pink, your keeper cards are green, your action cards are blue, and your new rule cards are yellow and usually have a little asterisk on them.
Yep.
All right. Shall we start?
Sure.
All right. Here's the nice thing. This game is so kind of, I don't want to say open source because it's really not that, but I mean, you kind of make up the rules, so we can pick whoever we want to go first this week. It is Be Kind to Rob, Karma
2014.
Hashtag Karma 2014. So, Rob, how about we let you go first so everybody at home can get this now. We'll try to do this like we did the first time that we played Munchkin and kind of explain things as we're going, and you guys can get a feel for how this game goes. I know many of you have already written in to us before or sent us messages on Twitter to say, hey, check out Flux. You guys should play Flux. So here you go. Here's your Flux game. Flux Cthulhu. Rob, go.
Woo. All right. Basic rules right now. Draw a card, play a card. We've already dealt out the 3 cards. So draw a card. Ooh, what's this do? Okay. Now I get to play one. And I'm going to play a new rule, which is play two.
Oh, no.
Yay. So now you have to immediately play two.
Yes, now you have to play 2 cards. And I'm going to play a keeper, the cat, for my second card.
Oh, okay.
What does the kitty cat do?
That's something that you want because it could end up on
a goal
got it. Item.
Cool.
Okay, now I remember what the keepers do.
Like and I'm said, done.
All right, why don't we go to Zach next?
Okay. I'm going to draw a card.
Hashtag Karma 2014.
Hashtag.
And you have to play 2.
I'm going to make a new rule of drawing 2. So I'm going to draw a card.
Actually, you have to draw 2 cards.
Do I?
Yes. The rules take place automatically.
This card should draw extra cards, right? Or extra cards, so that they have drawn 2 cards this turn.
Okay. So draw 2, play 2.
Yep.
So now I must play 1 more, correct?
Yep.
I'm going to...
You should totally play one of those bright pink cards in your hand that I can see because you're leaning way forward.
Cool. Thanks for the help. I'm going to play... I'm going to play an action. I'm going to draw 2 and use them.
Okay.
So I set my hand aside.
Yep.
And then I draw 2 cards and now I must use them.
Yep.
And they're both keepers. Look at that. The professor and penguins.
Okay. Now, there's the action card that goes into a discard pile, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Discard pile.
All right.
Now I'm done.
All right. So I have to draw 2 cards. Zoink and zoink. and I think, and I have to play two cards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the first one I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a goal. And the goal is Eldritch Secrets. Ooh. So the player who has the Necronomicon and the Elder Sign on the table wins. So that's my first one. My second one will be an action card. Draw three, play two of them. So I will draw three.
So you set your hand aside for that?
Yep, sorry. One, two, three. And I have to play two of them, one of them being the Keeper of the Necronomicon. And
how did you dumb look into that?
I don't know how I...
Boom!
So, let's see. And I have to play two of these. This one's going to be hard because I have to I have to play two.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that sucks. So I have the Ungoal, the Call of Cthulhu. To play this card, place it face up in the center of the table. Discard previous goals, if any. That card is treated as a goal. So I've got to get rid of my Eldritch Secrets.
Womp womp.
And the Ungoal is, the Ungoal is treated exactly like a regular goal, but instead of causing a player to win, if the conditions of the Ungoal are met, the game ends with all players losing.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So in this case, if the total doom count for the table is six or more, and Cthulhu is in play, the game ends with no winner. Cthulhu wins.
Ooh.
So that is our current Ungoal. Now, isn't there something that lets you bring a goal back from the discards?
Yeah, there's action cards that let you mess around with the discard.
Okay.
And the Doom is, if you take a look at your Necronomicon, see how it's got the black
has two.
Hourglass?
Yep.
That's the Doom counter.
Okay, so I have...
So black hourglasses are Dooms.
Yes.
Not this white one?
The white ones are anti-Doom. The icon is used to label items with a calming effect. As such, they negate Doom points when totaling up Doom counts. So right now...
Our Doom is nil.
I have two. Rob has an anti.
Oh, nice.
You have an anti.
Yeah.
Animals are anti-Doom.
Penguins are sweet. Cats are the devil.
And anti-doom. My turn is done.
Awesome.
So now if I want us all to lose...
Discard the last card.
Oh, discard the last card, which one was that? Oh, Exchange Keepers.
Ah, I see why you didn't want to play that.
Because I was like, okay, I have nothing else to do because I want to keep my
draw
Necronomicon. And if I remember, too, some of these goals appear multiple times in the stack, right?
Oh, really?
I think.
Maybe.
Okay, we'll find out. It's like I said, I've just played the base one on the iPad, so if you haven't gotten it, Zach, you might want to do it.
Oh. I have not played.
I'll play the Keeper, or the Poet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to play the Keeper card, the Poet. And then I'm going to play the goal, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nice.
Which should get rid of the young goal, right?
Let's see. Exactly like a regular goal, so the game begins and
there
no
one
wins.
One goal at a time.
The goal applies to everyone as soon as it meets the same conditions, even to someone else's turn. Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody. The player who has at least three of the following on the table wins. The artist, socialite, poet, or drunk.
Nice.
Ooh. That's awesome. Would have been a good time to have that Exchange Keepers.
And then like a ripping guitar solo comes in if you win.
Yes.
And a chorus. And I'll sing. Draw two. Ooh. Interesting. Oh man, play two. I'm going to play. A goal of checking in. Bam, you have to have a sanitarium and an investigator.
Oh, and Zach already has an investigator.
No.
So does Rob.
I have a professor.
Look at the icon that you have as a magnifying glass.
That's,
so that
that's why
indicates that you're an investigator.
The sanitarium picture specifically, and the icon of magnifying glass.
Look at that. Look at that. And now I'm going to play a new rule, which is Dark Gifts. Once per turn, if you have something doomed on the table, you can draw a card and immediately play it. Repeat if you draw a creeper. This does not count as one of your draw or play actions. So that'll be
so
fun.
Steven will get to play an extra one if he wants to.
Yep.
Okay, so let me read this again. To play this card, place it at a... Once per turn, if you have something doomed on the table, you can draw a card and immediately play it. Repeat if you draw a creeper.
So it's an option.
So
right?
Because the Necronomicon is a doomed item, you can draw a card and immediately play it.
Yeah, you have the option of...
And
taking risking your luck to play whatever the top card of the deck is.
And it's optional. So, all right, are you done, Zach?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to draw two. Uno. Dos. Ooh. All right, so I'm going to play two. And the first one that I'm going to do is play a new goal. The color out of space. And the color out of space says the player who has the farm and metamorphosis on the table wins. I'm going to play the Metamorphosis, which is a creeper card. Mm.
Ooh,
and because it's a creeper...
That, you automatically play it and draw another card.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll put that on the table anyway. Put my goal out there. All right. So here's my next one. Action. Have you seen the yellow sign? Each player must choose one card from their hand and give it to you. If you have the Necronomicon on the table, everyone has to give you two cards. If someone has the Elder Sign on the table, they need to pay you nothing. So everybody has to give me two cards,
crap.
Zach.
Oh.
All right. Ooh.
This is going to be interesting.
Oh, yes.
I don't have any cards in hand now.
Well, that's going to be hard to gain foothold. Well.
Oh, man.
Not that I wanted to play the other two cards that I had in my hand to start with.
Yes.
One of the cards.
I
had a card in there that's going to shake things up.
Yeah, there are. Ouch. Okay, so I've done two. I've played two. Right? Yes, goal and the action. So the action is gone.
And now you have the option
of
using your dark gifts.
Yes,
which
and I
is
will,
playing the top
is
card.
Is it just one, or because I have two dooms, I get to do two cards?
Just once per turn, if you have something doomed on the table, you can draw a card and immediately play it.
Oh, man.
So you basically
flip
that over.
Boom. Action. Dream Thief. Take a card at random from another player's hand and play it. If you can name something the player is frightened of, you may take and play an additional card. Ooh.
There's only one card you can take.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I'll just take that one.
Does it take it and immediately play it?
And play it. Yes. Oh, man. The Whisper in the Darkness, the player who has the Professor and the Fungi on the table wins.
Ooh.
The Whisper in the Darkness is a great heavy metal band name.
Man, like my color out of space is gone.
Yeah.
There's
no lights at their concerts.
Man.
None. Everyone's just like, where am I? Loud music.
All right, I have all the cards, so I win, right? No.
No.
I am done with my turn.
Okay. Well, this ought to be interesting.
Gosh, this is really going to be interesting.
Draw.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
And play two.
Who does the art for this game?
I do not
know.
And I think it may change from... Let's see if it says
set to set.
Credits.
Probably changes a little from set to set.
Illustration and package design by Derek Ring. Game design by Keith Baker.
Derek Ring, I like your art.
Special thanks to H.P. Lovecraft for all the creepy stories. Of course, that's what this game is based on.
I'm going to play a goal, the silver key.
Okay. No.
And then I'm going to play a goal against the darkness.
Okay.
What's that do?
The player who has the Elder Sign and at least two investigators on the table wins.
Ooh.
All right.
I wonder if I'll get an Elder Sign and an investigator, and I'll just win.
Mm. What's your creeper do?
My creeper... Yeah. You cannot win if you have this unless conditions say otherwise. If you have any creepers in play, you must choose one to attach this to. Any special powers of the keeper become ignored. Both cards stay together until discarded. So this attaches to a creeper.
Your keeper.
Keeper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So your Necronomicon doesn't have any special powers right now?
It's got a doom.
Say
like, okay. Read under Necronomicon.
Yep. If you have this on the table during your turn, you may move any creeper from one player to another. You must put this card back into your hand.
You can't use that anymore because it's no longer the Necronomicon.
All right.
Now I draw.
Now we dance, Zach.
Well, let's see here. What order shall we play this in? well, that doesn't really matter. I don't think it really matters. I'm going to play a goal of dig those graves. And then I'm going to immediately play a new goal called H. West Reanimator. The player who has the reanimator and the body on the table wins.
All right.
And I'm done.
Herbert West Reanimator. Man, there's a lot of... I mean, they really dive into the H.P. Lovecraft stuff here. Some of it's pretty obvious, like Reanimator and Necronomicon and those kind of things. But all right. Draw two. One. And two.
And play two.
And I get to play two. So I am going to play... Shoot.
The Messenger.
Probably
not.
All right. First one I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Creeper, the Dreamer, Randolph Carter.
Hey.
That's all I had.
And I am also going to change the goal to Strange Allies. Now, this is going to be dangerous because so on this one, the Strange Allies, the player who has the Dreamer along with either the Cat or the Ghoul on the table wins. So the Dreamer, I have the cat is what Rob has.
I have nothing.
And
that makes sense.
Yep.
All right. So
that was your two, wasn't
those
it?
Those were my two, but I have the option still of doing the other thing.
Of flipping over the top card.
Of flipping over the top card. Yeah. Which last time kind of screwed us over.
The Dreamer has stuff.
Yeah.
What's he got?
If you have this in front of you during your turn, you can detach and discard Nightmares if they're on the table. I don't think we have any Nightmares on the table of yet.
What's a Nightmare?
I don't know. But you know what I'm going to do?
Flip that
card. I'm
going
to flip that card, and we get a new rule.
Oh.
Knowledge is power. If you have one or more investigators in front of you, the creepers do not prevent you from winning.
Oh no. Steven is an inch closer to winning.
I am.
All right,
and now my turn is over.
Okay. Draw. Two.
Oh no.
No.
Hand limit three.
Oh no.
Yay.
So that goes into effect immediately.
If it isn't your turn, you can only have three cards in your hand. Discard your choice of extras immediately. During your turn, this rule does not apply to you. When your turn is over, discard down to three cards.
Okay, I am going to get rid of a goal, the rats in the walls. I'm going to get rid of an action, crawling chaos. I'm going to get rid of a surprise, Secret Cultist. That one seems pretty dangerous. Very dangerous.
The two cards that I had, right?
Yes.
I was like, oh,
that one's pretty dangerous. And I think I'm going to get rid of this other rule because it's really sucky, play all.
Ooh.
Those were the two cards that I had.
Yeah, yeah. Play all is a nice card, but holy crap, it's not fun. Okay, I am down to three cards now.
Okay. And then I'm going to go to the farm.
Oh, no. Thank goodness we can't bring goals back.
Go.
Done. I'm going to draw two. I'm going to read them, and then I'm going to play two. Action. Ooh. I am going to play an action. Brain Drain. Choose a player. Steven.
Yes.
That player must choose one card from their hand to keep and give the rest to you. Unless they only have one card, in which you get that card. If the player you choose has the Elder Sign on the table, they give you nothing.
You want one card?
No, I want two. You keep one of your cards.
All right, here you go.
But if he'd played it on you when you only had one card in hand, he got that card. Zach now has options.
Yay.
Not very good options.
It's better than where he was standing.
Oh, dude, that doesn't do anything. Let's play a new goal. Seal the gate. The player who has the other sign and the tomb on the table wins.
Dun dun dun.
Dun.
Nobody has the tomb yet.
Nobody has the elder
Nobody
sign.
Nobody has either. The elder sign. I wonder if there's only one elder sign.
There's only one of each card.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm done.
Okay.
Did I do all the rules? Draw two, play two. Don't have that.
My hand limit's at three.
I have investigator.
Yeah, it's super.
You can have a creeper.
Right. Okay,
still
okay, I'm done.
All right, so draw two. One. Two. Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so the first one I'm going to do is change the goal to book 'em. The player who has the Necronomicon and Federal Agents on the table wins.
Mm-mm.
Did you also draw Federal Agents?
No, not yet. Then I'm going to do an action. Find the new rule cards called Cosmic Instruction and the Stars Are Right. And put them into play. Anyone holding one of the cards must give it up to you. Then search the discard and draw piles as needed. Lastly, shuffle the discards into the draw pile and start a new discard pile with this card.
Oh.
So
look through everything.
First of all, we need to find the Cosmic Instructions rule. I have the Stars Are Right.
Okay.
So the Stars Are Right rule basically says ungoals and goals are no longer replace one another. There can be one ungoal and one goal in play at the same time.
Goodness gracious.
And Cosmic Instructions looks like ungoals must be played. During your turn, if you have an ungoal in your hand, you must immediately play it, then draw another card. When this rule is first put into play, the person who played it also draws three extra cards.
Yeah, those shuffle back in. Yes, this is what I was waiting for.
Creepy karma. So, goals and ungoals don't cancel each other. You have to play an ungoal and draw a new card.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
what just happened?
Yes.
Fantastic.
But you can win with either a goal or an ungoal.
We all
Mostly
lose.
Ungoals are
lose.
We
Everybody
all lose.
Lose, right.
Unless you have a thing.
Unless you're a secret cultist, which is back
well,
in the deck.
Well, it's now back in the deck. As are my other cards that...
Oh, no.
Cut it.
Sad.
So we can convert... You're supposed to do that before you start the actual cut.
Well, door. I'm not very strong, so I can only card chop half a deck. Yeah. Oh, I just showed you all
Now
my cards.
Draw three extra cards.
Now I get to draw three extra cards. Why do I get to draw three extra
because cards? Because when this rule is pushed into play, the person who played it also draws three extra cards.
Oh, okay. One, two, three. Now do I have to play these cards?
No. In fact, you can't unless they are a creeper or an ungoal.
Oh, but they could be a goal. So if I have a goal, it's only an ungoal.
Ungoals have to be played.
Have to be played, but if it's a goal, I don't have to.
Right.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. So draw two. Play two. Federal agents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you have this on the table and it's your turn, you can discard it along with any creeper of your choice. Nifty. And the cultist.
Oh,
if you have this on the table and the conditions of the Dunwich Horror Ungoal are met, you win.
So, I've got the Necronomicon and the Dreamer, and Rob has the Federal Agents. Goal is very close.
I have Doom.
Uh-oh.
And I can use
Doom.
My Dark Gifts.
All right. Is it for any Doom card or just the Necronomicon?
Once per turn, if you have something doomed on the table, you can draw a card and immediately play it.
All right.
Womp womp.
New goal!
Dang it.
Damn it.
Yay! More chances.
Thing on the doorstep.
Ah. The thing on the doorstep. The player who has any two of the following on the table wins. The poet, the socialite, or the body.
Any of those two?
Any of those
I have
two.
The poet.
Man.
Who do you have, Zach? You have
the professor. I have the peas. The professor
penguin. I have
penguins.
The dreamer.
Professor penguin.
Professor penguin.
Sounds like a villain.
Sounds like an awesome villain.
All right.
My turn?
Yes.
Y'all.
Draw the two cards.
Now, do any of these cards get discarded now?
Only if you have something that says get rid of. Here. We'll go ahead and do
these make sure
over
that
here.
They're all kind of in the same.
And this here.
Yeah.
What's the goal?
These three can be replaced.
Right.
These
Stay.
Don't have a replacement.
Okay.
And that I know of.
Right.
I mean, there's the possibility that there's a replacement.
Okay.
I'm going to play a keeper, Herbert West, the Reanimator.
Huh.
If you have this during your turn, you can steal the body if it is in play.
Nobody.
Ooh. Nobody.
Nobody, nobody, nobody. Hey, nobody. man, I want to play. Both are bad.
You have to play two, though.
I know. Man, I just like... let's play Prohibition. The player who has federal agents and the drunk on the table wins.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm halfway there.
Yeah, card. Every card I was going to play was just going to help you.
All right.
It's because all I have is creepers.
I know.
Or keepers.
Zach... Oh, okay. He has two investigators and an undoom card. All right. I'm going to draw two. One. Oh, two.
Do all the gods speak?
So creepers, mm-hmm. You have to play immediately, right?
Creepers
right.
Play immediately. Uh-oh.
You can. So I drew Cthulhu.
Oh, goodness.
You cannot win if you have this. You cannot win if you have this unless conditions say otherwise.
Is that Ooh. All his
That's all it says. You cannot win if you have this unless conditions say otherwise.
But you do draw another card.
But I do
draw
another. How much doom is on the table right now?
It
now
doesn't matter three, because four, that's five, not an ungoal anymore.
Right.
And
I have one.
Four.
Man. Four. That's it.
Dang it.
Yeah, Steven's got most of the doom.
Yeah. Karma, 2014.
Okay. You cannot win if you have this unless conditions say otherwise.
Right. So it's on the goal.
However, knowledge is power. If you have one or more investigators in front of you, then creepers do not prevent you from winning.
Oh, okay then. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here we go. So I get to play two cards, right?
Right.
Right.
So the first one that I am playing is my goal of the Silver Key. The player with the Dreamlands and the Dreamer on the table wins. My second one is the Dreamlands.
Oh, no.
Boom. Did I win, right?
I think so.
What was the thing that lets me...
Knowledge is power. If you have one or more investigators in front of you, then creepers do not prevent you from winning.
Boom.
Dang.
Cards say otherwise, so boom.
Boom.
Unless that's specifically the power. Wait, that's not the one.
Nope, I've got an investigator right here.
I know. I know you've got an investigator. unless conditions say otherwise. It just says unless conditions say otherwise,
the card prevents me from winning. And the rules are the conditions... Bippity boppity boo.
Boop, boop, boo. Confetti.
Cthulhu Flux. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you play that game. Did you enjoy that?
Eh.
You want to play it again?
Eh. I wouldn't mind. I like Flux. I kind of got screwed in this one in the fact that I ended up with no cards in hand and it was draw and play all the cards. Play all the cards I was drawing every turn. So I was like, okay, what screws me over the least? Or. Stuff?
Yeah. Well, you had your hand raised.
Yeah, I like this game.
All right, we will...
I like it because Rob can't think four steps ahead.
I can.
This is the thing that I like about Flux, is the rules constantly change.
Yeah.
So even when you think you're totally screwed, like when I drew Cthulhu, something came up that allowed me to win the game, I mean, instantaneously.
Yeah.
And this is a game that's... where'd the box go? This is a game... ages 13 to adult, probably on this one, but I'm pretty sure the normal Flux game has it for younger kids too.
Possibly.
Because I know my oldest and I sat down and tried playing it before as well.
Yeah. I want to try a number of the other Flux games. Like,
isn't there a Monty Python one?
Yeah.
There's a number of them.
Dozens of them.
Why don't you read those off?
The ones on here, there's a Flux board game.
That's what it says.
That sounds cool. Available in July 2013. Coming soon.
Tells you when I got this. Now, did I buy this one, or is this one that you guys gave me?
I think we would have given you the basic flux.
I don't have that one, so. Or if I do, it's buried somewhere. So run off some of those other Flux games.
We just got Cthulhu Flux. Star Flux, the ever-changing card game. In Space. Pirate Flux, plunder and surprise your friends. Zombie Flux, can you prevent the zombie apocalypse?
I have that one.
Oz Flux, you're off to see the Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Awesome.
Monty Python Flux, something completely different. and these are not Flux games on the back.
Boo.
All right, we're going to take a break this week. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. It's a really fast game as you play through it. You can go check these out at your card game store, wherever that they may be.
It can be a really fast game. I've also played one where we went through the deck 6 times.
Yeah.
It lasted like 3 hours.
Now that you say that, Rob, next time that we sit down that's not in Munchkin Minute is going to be a 6-hour flux game.
Of course. Rob, come on. Stop saying stuff like that.
All right, everybody. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, whatever they may be, you can use the comment section over at majorspoilers.com. We really appreciate all of those. We really appreciate those of you who are leaving those 5-star reviews over at iTunes. And if you would like to just send us a direct email or an audio file that we can play on a future Munchkin Minute, all you need to do is drop that in an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And we do read every single email you send our way. So thank you for that. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught. That's it for this week's episode of Munchkin Land. Thanks again to Shades of Vengeance for their support of Munchkin Land.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!